Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm here with Chad.
I'm back for hour two. Look at me.
I know. I love it. I love it. I told you it's addicting. I told you. You're going to love all these people. And of course, Tom, he's here. He lives here, though, you know, and we just kind of, you know, walk in every couple,
Of course.
But Tom has
the best voice.
Everything's going great. I got my cot in the back. I got my coffee
in the
front.
I know. Do you really have a cot back there?
I do.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. I you know, 8 years I'm learning something
used
new.
Used to be a futon ramped up to a cot.
Okay. See, you learn something every day. All right. Well, I am really excited. I have Marcy Nunn in the studio with us. And I am so excited. Of course, she is from MKN Financial. How are you, Marcy?
Doing well.
Good, good. You got my favorite color on, hot pink, right? That's like my, you know, my color.
Uh-oh, I stole your pink.
That's fuchsia. That's not hot pink.
Oh, okay, Chad.
Come on, let's
get the color wheel out. Yeah, see? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Any kind of pink. I'll go with any kind of pink. But he is like, pay attention to detail. I love that. I love that. So anyways, we've got another great show for you today. And again, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And then we've got Terry Garcia is going to help out Chad, because Chad's got another amazing event coming up for Paw Works. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then also we're going to be talking with Julie Larson about her book, Julie Larson Timmer. And on her book Untethered. And so 5 days left. I wonder what's that about. I do want to remind everybody here that you can call in to win lots of these great gifts that we have here. And again, I do want a little shout out, because We had a lot of giveaways, and some of the people that we didn't get in touch with was Jack Caputo, and we would love to get in touch with him, and then Carolyn Can. Eric called in last week, and then also Jeannie Berry. Those are the people that we've been trying to get in touch with, and you know what? I really appreciate when you all call in, and so if we don't get in touch with you, what we're going to start doing is the following week, we're going to call out to you.
We're going to stalk you.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not stalking, but you know what? I really appreciate hearing from all of my guests out there and all my listeners, and I just, you know, a lot of them have been following me for years, and Tom, you know, you have like these people that you know almost, right?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, and I love that. So anyway, so I want to make sure I get their stuff to them. So again, we always start our show with a positive note, and I love this. You got this one, you know? You got it. So that's what it's all about. So with that, I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow our podcast on our smartphones, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Great giveaways. Let's start with Famous Dave's 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Also, Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats along with poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. There's Lure Fish House. Experience their top tier seafood that's complete with fresh local produce. 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa, off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. There's Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce too in town. That's 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. The Urbane Cafe has a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And finally, the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. You can visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break, Town Center Drive in Oxnard, and everybody's favorites, Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Poses Road in Camarillo.
There you go. And Rolling Pin Donuts. We've got a dozen donuts for somebody that wants to call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, Marcy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. And I just think this is such an important topic to be talking about. We all think that we're never going to need it, right?
Not.
And yet at the same time, God forbid we really do, you know, because if something happens, we were just talking before on our other show about you and how we buy, you know, warranties or different things on all of our appliances and all of our cars and yeah, everything else. But we don't really think about, you know, wanting to be in a home or wanting to be, you know, unavailable to our family because they don't want to bring us home, and it's such a burden. And so how do we, you know, I mean, this is just something that...
It's a very big problem out
there.
And, of course, nobody thinks that's ever going to be them. It's going to be the other person, including me, but...
Yeah, well, you know...
Fortunately, I've been in the business long enough to know that, a huge chunk of us are going to need long-term care at some point in our life, young or old.
Yeah. And now here's a question. As we get older, we were at a networking place and somebody was saying that, you know, they were thinking about it and then their husband ended up having a heart attack or a stroke. I don't remember.
The life insurance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And done. They can't get it anymore, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And so time is really of the essence when you need to.
You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah. So how do you, I mean, it's hard to like make people realize that it's something that is so crucial for them, you know, that they need. So what's your thought on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. You have to get on it quickly. You have to get on it relatively early. And because the insurance companies are getting more and more strict, you can't just buy it. You have to apply for it and you have to be approved. And that's due to cognitive and also to health. And it can be something crazy little you would never imagine, but let's just say you're on a medication and you get better and your doctor either says you don't need it or they're going to lower it, then the company's going to wait. They say, you know, we got to see if that's going to be stable. So now you have anywhere from a 3 to 6 month wait before you can even apply.
Right.
So that's you know, that's the minimum thing. And then, of course, there's other things with more...
So what do you tell somebody in their 30s, like myself, where, you know, you're...
Do you have to rub that in?
I always have to rub that in. I have to bring that in every show.
I know you.
But, you know, we're at an age, I'm at an age where, you know, I'm getting my finances in order. I have life insurance now and I'm getting everything in order. And, you know, you always look at the cost benefit. Is it worth it right now?
Sure.
So what does it typically cost on average per month? I know it's ranges for everybody, but what do you tell someone my age to say,
Great question.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Well, if you're healthy enough and of good thought, you haven't lost your marbles yet, then I would say it starts at about $100 a month and goes up from there.
Wow. But that's really reasonable in so many ways because as well, go ahead. I mean,
I was just going to say, but it just depends again on your health and your
Well, I'm super preferred for life insurance, so I think I'm good.
I know.
Knock on wood.
So in your
as
in
I
your
walk
age,
out of here,
in your age group, it's gonna be health.
Okay.
And believe it or not, there's a lot of people that are young that can't get it.
Wow.
Because of injuries or sicknesses, ailments, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So I always tell my kids, you know, to wear a helmet. Right. You break your head, you're dead. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Like, good, you know, I mean, you just never know nowadays.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what percentage do you think of the population that actually is receiving long-term care today that's under the age of 65?
Oh, what percentage? 30%?
Close.
Yeah.
41.
Wow.
Really?
41% of the people that are receiving care, long-term care today, are under the age of 65.
I believe it, because we're risk takers.
It's shocking.
That's
we do stupid
huge.
Things
yeah.
well, sure. with our bodies.
Didn't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at the gentleman who just passed away, Anton, I'm going to slaughter his last name, but the Star Trek kid, 27.
Yeah. I know.
Pinned
his
in a car. And had he lived, he would have been...
A vegetable, you know, or yeah. paralyzed.
He would have needed long-term care.
That, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But 27.
That's a freak.
Yes.
But there's a lot of, you hear it every single day now.
And you know what some companies are doing. So this is another thing. Things keep changing. So what they're doing is a lot of them are not, won't let you apply until you're 40.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't want the liability. Wow. Because there's so many people now that are under the age of 65.
That are risk takers.
Yeah.
True. I agree.
That's interesting.
I'm going to a third world country in a few weeks. That's a little bit of a risk. So,
yeah,
it makes
sense. That's right. So, I know a lot of people think if they have medical insurance that they have long term. Totally different, right?
Thank you for talking about that.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right. People don't know. Nobody tells them. It's not in their policy. It doesn't say in the health insurance policy that it doesn't cover long term care. So how are they supposed to know? So this is something I've been doing for 22 years to get the word out about long-term care and help people have a plan. You know, everybody needs a plan. Not everybody needs insurance, but everybody needs a viable plan.
Right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Marcy Nunn. We're talking about what she does. And, of course, it's MKN Financial, and it's long-term care. Now, what are the odds that anyone will ever need long-term care? I mean, you talked about how many people under 40, but what are the odds? Is there a study?
It's about 70%.
Wow, that's huge.
They're going to need long-term care for 3 months or longer. And usually if it lasts 3 months, it's going to be longer.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it's a chronic condition that doesn't get better.
Right. Now, when you get older and people have Medi-Cal,
mm-hmm.
is that covered under
you
there?
You mean Medicare?
Medicare, Medi-Cal, either yeah. one.
Either one. Well, Medicare does not cover a dime. Medi-Cal, if you...
So that's for low income, correct? Medi-Cal?
Right. You'd have to...
But what about after 65, you have Medicare, correct?
Yes.
And do they, you
nope.
know... No. Wow.
No. And so many people don't realize this. They don't... The biggest thing is that they just don't even know that there's a difference between chronic care and skilled care.
It's crazy.
In other words, you know, long-term care and just other kinds of health care.
So what is long-term care, literally? What are you paying for? What would it give you so that we could really paint a picture for our listeners and for us? You know, when you know that when you see your medical insurance, you get, you know, how much it costs, you know, I'm just throwing this out there, $300 a day to stay in the hospital, you know, your 20% is your coverage. I don't know. What is long-term care? What are you buying exactly?
Okay, so you're talking about the insurance.
Correct.
Okay. What it's going to cover is, first of all, you have to qualify by needing care with either cognitively or physically. And that's expected to last for three months or longer via your doctor. So once that kicks in, then you have a plan that you can set up, and there's many, many different options as far as cost, as far as benefits and all of that. And that just depends on each person and what they're looking for and what fits their budget. and let's just say that you have a policy that has maybe $3,000 a month. So they're gonna pay for $3,000 a month every month for your care. If your care is over that, then you have to pay the overage, for example.
Right. So does that mean you have somebody that comes into your home and takes care of you?
Because yes, it can be.
You know, I mean, I want to know, like, you know,
Yeah, the policies are very comprehensive. So they'll cover home care, assisted living, nursing home, God forbid, continuing care facilities, board and care, just anything, and adult daycare, so many different options. So basically anything that is taking care of long-term care, pretty much they'll cover it. They even have a clause in all the policies that say that if something comes up in the future that doesn't exist, we'll still pay for it.
And I'm curious because I had my grandmother before she passed away was in a skilled nursing home, and you just threw out a number of 3,000. I understand that, but what does it typically take when someone is needing that type of care? What are the monthly expenses looking like? Because I know her skilled nursing home was just for the boarding and the food was $6,000 a month.
Right, that's the average.
Yeah, which 3,000 is nothing. So if you still have to come up with the other 3,000 and you're already strapped and you're already heartbroken, I mean, it's a financial burden. So
right. The
average is 6,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's across the board,
yes.
All different kinds, all put together.
Okay.
Right. So, Marcy, yes. Give out your number. I know we have your commercial, but I want you to personally give out your number for anybody that's listening right now that wants to call you and find out what it would take for them, you know, for them, their family, for their individual. Is it different from an individual to a family, or is it all individual?
It's all individual.
Okay.
However, if they are with a company that doesn't offer that, I can also help them with that.
Okay.
So that will be, they can help just the employees, it can help just the owners, or both.
Right, okay. Can you give out your number?
My number is 805-644-3535.
Okay, great. And when we come back, I want to just find out what your passion is and why you do this, because we always have a story behind what we're doing, and I love your story. All right, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see, what can we give away? How about we've got tickets to Elite Theater, and Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is playing. That's June 3rd all the way to, it's been playing June 3rd all the way to July 3rd, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And I've got a pair of tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The annual Conejo Food and Wine Festival is Sunday, June 26th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and more that the Conejo culinary community has to offer. Dozens of restaurants, wineries, breweries, bakeries, distilleries, and more will be there, along with live music to round out this great afternoon. Food Share and Many Missions are our beneficiaries to this great charitable event. The event is held at the school grounds on the corner of Moore Park and Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. Tickets and more info are available at www.conejofoodandwine.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about our stories and how, you know, what our stories are, right? I mean, like, Chad with PawWorks, what's your story?
Oh, what's my story?
I know.
Such a long, boring story.
Oh, now, never mind. No, I'm just kidding.
I grew up in the Central Valley. I was a Valley boy. I was a Valley girl. Grew up on 20 acres of grapes. We made raisins for Sunmade and moved to San Francisco when I was 23, became a dog walker, opened my own business, had doggy daycare, did really well. And then I moved out this way with my partner and here I am today doing nonprofit. What was I thinking?
I know. But your nonprofit's big nowadays right now. I mean, and you've got such a great passion for what you're doing.
I do. I love what I do. And I'm very proud of what we've achieved in 2 years.
Big time. That's big amazing. Time. Yeah. And Marcy, so talk about you. We've got Marcy Nunn in our studio, MKN Financial. And I know you talked about your parents, right? I mean, that's kind of, I think we've shared that before, but I want to make sure our listeners know that you actually had your own personal struggle and didn't have home care, right? And so now it's like you're helping others that before they have to go through it.
Right. What happened was that both my mom and dad died quite early and quite young, and I wasn't able to help my mom with my father because I was out of the country. And being, you know, the way that generation was and the way my parents were, she didn't want to bother anybody. So she kind of, you know, fluffed it and didn't really tell us, either me or my brothers, what was going on.
How sick she was.
Exactly. Right. Which happens a lot, even when you live near.
Right. No, when I just lost my mom, it was like I called her doctors because she had just been at the doctors. And I'm like, did my mom, like, she always didn't want to, like, you got a lot on your plate.
You.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you're so busy.
I'm that's like, the generation.
Yeah. And so I was like, was there something? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? So
finally they called and said, you've got to come back. And so I scrambled back and walked in the door, and my father was on the floor. Mm. And the last time I'd seen him, he was perfectly fine.
Wow.
So that's just one of the bazillions of stories out there.
Yeah.
But I was only 20.
Oh, wow.
That was really rough. Really rough to do that. And it took me a really, really long time to get over that. And then 10 years later, my mom died. Mm. And I couldn't take care of her because I had two babies. So we got caregivers, but unfortunately I didn't know the red flags. And one of the red flags in caregivers, if they're with a facility and then they decide to go out on their own, it's a total red flag. I mean, not all of them, but that's what happened, at least for me, and has happened for a lot of my clients' experiences, that then they start to steal. And, you know, she stole heirlooms from my mom.
Oh.
And I don't know if she actually abused her either. I have no idea. I mean, I was there every day, but it didn't. I had to be there every second she was there, and of course, I couldn't do that.
Right. That's
I saw the opportunity for this, for long-term care, I jumped into it because I said, wow. I said, this, people are going to need this, and this was back in 94.
Now, you just talked about that. I just want to make sure my listeners know that they can, you have an office, obviously, right? But you can, I mean, tell us who, you service four different states, right?
Yes, yes. I'm licensed in four states, Nevada. I keep wanting to say it wrong. Colorado and Ohio, and all because I have connections in those states. You know, that's how I do it, because I feel more comfortable with that. I understand a little bit about the state and about the people.
Wow.
That's been great, and the way I'm able to do that is I don't have to, you know, go by car or by plane. I can do it electronically, and I have what I call a virtual home meeting or a virtual work meeting, where they can hop on the computer and click on a link and brings it to my computer, and then we're just talking together in the, you know, at the kitchen table, showing them things.
Wow. Nowadays, you can do anything.
Nowadays.
I know. I love that.
So it's really wonderful. And even people that live near me, when I give them the options, they want to do it electronically.
Wow.
Because, you know, they can be in their home or...
The luxury of your own home.
On the beach or whatever yeah. they want.
Yeah, yeah. And I can imagine it's not something that everybody, you know... And I don't want to take this wrong. It's not something everybody wants to talk about, you know, because,
heck no.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. But I call it the responsible list. You know, it's yep. like we can all go out and have fun and do all the, you know, partying and all the activities. But we need to make sure our responsible list is taken care of. And this yeah. is one of those things that if you don't have it, you're going to be sorry. And if you do, you're going to be glad. So, yeah. You know what, Marcy, I'm so glad to have been able to work with you. And
thank you. It's been a joy.
Yeah,
just a joy.
I think that, you know, it's so worthwhile. Tell everybody where to get in touch with you again, please.
Okay. The number is 805-644-3535.
Very good. Very good. And of course, you are in our newsletter. I do want to remind everybody that when you call in, ask to be on our newsletter. We send those out to everyone, and every one of our guests gets one and sends them out. So we're growing, and it's been amazing. So I thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much
for
joining
me. You have an amazing, amazing journey yourself.
Thank you.
You ought to talk about one of these days.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I never talk about me usually. I'm always talking about everybody else.
But you should.
Yeah.
Should have somebody interviewing you.
There you go. There you go. So, all right. Again, Marcy Nunn, MKN Financial. What are you doing for your long-term care? Make sure you get this done. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Barks and Bubbles Champagne Brunch at Sniffany's. And, of course, that's all for Paw Works. And of course, Chad and Terry Garcia are here to talk about that. And if you like any of these unique pet products, jewelry, personalized items, you can go all to their little boutiques right here, right?
Oh, yeah. And we carry a lot of Terry's products. She's chief furry officer. So amazing personalized items, collars. They're
Ooh, I like
I'll
that.
I'll have to get
okay.
some for your doggies.
Okay, I know. Okay. Anyways, and I'm going to talk about the story that you guys just did. Thank you very much. That was very cool. I got lots of calls about it.
Perfect.
So anyways, all right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give away some tickets right now. And I've got Rubicon Theater coming up. And oh my God, I can't tell you, every show there is amazing. Just like Elite, two different theaters that are right here in our backyard. And what's coming up right now is James and the Giant Peach Jr. And that's going to be starting July 7th through July 10th. So I'd love to get some tickets to you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118 or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day?
without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see, we need some food. How about some Pete's Breakfast House? We've got breakfast over at Pete's, and we'd love to give away a gift certificate. Call in at 805-419-0008.
And to go along with our long-term care, let's give a shout-out to Assisted Home Health Hospice.
Ooh, there you go.
Privately owned and operated since 1989, they visit you at your home, in a personal care residence or a hospital or whatever you choose. Throughout the years, the assisted care team has offered high quality, compassionate home health, palliative care, hospice care, and caregiver services. Visit them at assisted1.com, and that's the number one.
There you go. They're amazing, I'm telling you. Yeah. All right. And of course, with that, they've actually got the Ghostly Evenings coming up, and it's a movie fundraiser, and that's on July 20th. You can see a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie at the Movie Co. Right there in Thousand Oaks. So definitely, I'd love to share that with everyone. So definitely check out Assisted One. Also, today is Rolling for Pink, and they are all about supporting breast cancer research, and the event is rollingforpink.org. So I hope that you've got your tickets for that, and if not, check them out. You can always donate to something like that. So we got lots of things that we're doing. We're like, I got my fingers in everything,
all over the place.
I know, I love it. So I want to talk about Barks and Bubbles, and welcome Terry, so nice to meet you. And oh my god, we got all these like bling bling here. I love it. I don't know if you've already heard, but I wanted to thank you for the story that you put out about my mom and you know, and taking over her dogs. And I'm telling you, it's been such a gift, because I feel like I still have my mom and what she loved, you know, with me all the time. And I already have my own dogs, but you know, I have four kids, what the heck, you know. It's like, you know, I always say many hands make little work.
Absolutely.
So that's what it's all about. So I'm excited to meet you, and I love all your beautiful stuff that you do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do, and then we'll talk about Barks and Bubbles. And again, tell everybody what the date is for that.
It's July 17th at Westlake Village Inn. You can get tickets at pawworks.org, or we have our own special website. It's barkinbubble.org.
Okay. Okay. And what are we going to find that day?
You're going to find a good time.
Yeah,
I'm always a good time.
I know. You really are.
But you know, it's a very reasonable price. It's $75 per person. You get unlimited mimosas. You get a great group of people. You get a sit-down brunch. We get a dessert by Chef Carl from North Ranch Country Club. He's
nice.
He's doing
oh
a special.
My God.
You get giveaways. And you get some inspirational speakers. We have Michelle Cho, which is a VP of the HSUS, and Rebecca Corey. She's founder of Stand Up for Pitts. She's also an actress and comedian. So it's a really, really great time. And you get to learn about why you should support the rescue community and why what we do is so important.
I love it. I do want to say that you said it was family as well.
It's
right?
Very family friendly. The focus this year is educating the next generation. So bring your kids.
And I, you know what, when you were talking about that, I love that, Chad.
Yeah.
Because so many of our kids are in dire need of a place.
Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, I want to just not put anybody down, that, you know, we all have to work. Our parents are working really hard. Maybe some of us are divorced. Some of us are single parents, vice versa, men, women.
But a busy parent doesn't mean a bad parent.
Correct. Correct. But what I'm saying is, you know, that's why, you know, big brothers and big sisters,
absolutely,
all those places, you know, our Boys and Girls Club, they are so important. There's so many places that I was just doing somebody's hair yesterday, and she's going through a divorce, and she's got two young sons, and, you know, her husband isn't as available, you know, for them. And she's like, oh my God. And I said, I love that you're fixing it before it happens, not after.
Yes.
And that's really my point.
Well,
you know?
Well, to discuss that real quick, because I have a really strong feeling about this. And, you know, there's all those programs out there right now, and they are great programs. I don't take anything away from them. But, you know, we have the pit bulls and parolees. We have, you know, the second chance where they're in prison and they're learning to train the dogs and the pit bulls. And we're giving everybody a second chance. But for me, I want to create a generation where I don't have to give them a second chance, where they go out there and they're productive and happy and they're compassionate and they're passionate about what they do. And we don't have to worry about, you know, them going down the wrong path, because an animal, which is the only thing in this world that can show them unconditional love, can actually show them that the picture is much bigger than ourselves.
And I so agree. And you know what that gives them? Purpose.
Yes.
And I think that's what's missing in this world. If we don't have purpose, or our children don't have purpose, guess what? That's how they're going to get into trouble.
Absolutely.
So.
And Terry, who's a board member for PawWorks, I found her, or she found us, I should say, at a event at North Ranch where they were, what were we doing?
I was judging a dog Halloween costume contest.
Okay. I love it.
And she has an amazing company, Chief Furry Officer, CFO.
Okay, I love it.
And she,
that's a cute name.
Yeah,
thank
she can
you.
Tell you much more about it, but top five boutique collar and leash company in the United States.
Wow.
So very successful woman here, and she found a passion with us, and she's just taken it. She co-chairs all my events, so I can't say, and I'm happy to know her, happy to call her a friend. But tell us what else the people are to expect at the Barks and Bubbles.
Yeah.
Barks and Bubbles is just a unique event that we do, because with the gala, it's a much grander 250 people. This is 160 people, so it's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
And you really learn a lot about the services of PawWorks. And I've been on board for a little bit over a year, and it consumes you, because it's sort of like you get a taste.
Chad's pretty consuming, you know? I mean, and I love that, you know, because, and that's why I thought there was such a great connection, because that's how I am. I'm like, okay, where do I got to go? How do I get there? What do I got to do, you know?
Well, that's what happens with most people, because there's a lot of rescues out there. There's a lot of really great organizations doing amazing things, and being in the pet industry. And people know that I give back, because it's really important to give back. And so I get requests probably 7-8 times a week from all over the country asking for me to help in different capacities. But there's just some kind of connection with PawWorks that I can't even explain. It's just that you're surrounded by the most incredible people, talented people, really giving people who really come together for one purpose, and it's to make the life of animals better. And no matter, all you have to do is be around us for like 5 minutes. And it's like, how can I help? And we get that all the time.
Terry, what kind of animals do you have?
I have two. Gosh, they're incredibly cute. They're both rescues. And one is Frankie, and one's Jessie. And they're both Bichon Poodle mixes. And I like to call them noisy and and crazy, because
so do they bark
are.
A lot?
Well, yeah.
Okay, because remember I was talking to you about my dog. Yeah. That
yeah, they do. But they're incredibly loving, and I lost two dogs within a year, both rescues. I somehow ended up adopting the walking wounded. So they had heart conditions and diabetes and all different kinds of issues. And I was fortunate enough, I adopted them when they were 7. They were older dogs. Wouldn't change the amount of time I had with them for anything. Mm-hmm. But I lost two of them, and Frank was left. And Frank has these incredible ears. And when you see him, he almost looks like a bat. He's just so precious. And he was lonely. And so we ended up finding Jesse, who was living on the streets of Oxnard, probably by himself for about 30 days. And he was in really bad shape, very, very skinny. And it took some training. He wasn't perfect, you know, right off the bat.
Oh,
behaved,
yeah,
but
I get that, yeah.
He was our perfect dog.
Yeah.
And then after some training and, you know, he just fit right in. And so now I have these two little guys, 3 and 4 years old. And they make me smile every single day.
Well, all of my dogs are, I adopted them all too. And And I had a black lab that actually ate that dog food that was bad. And I went to every vet just going, help me, help me. And she passed away. And it was so, that was actually, I'm sorry, my golden retriever. Then I had, so then we were lonely. We had our black lab. And then her back legs went out and she passed away. And so it's hard. Had my little dog that was my daughter's. Of course, she got married, had twins. And so, you know, I just keep inheriting, right? But, oh, my God, the best dog. And then my mom passed away and she was lonely. So now I've got three dogs and they just love each other because they do get lonely.
They do.
You know, and I love them. They all have like, just like kids, you know, they all have little personalities. But you know what's interesting? This little poodle that I have is like almost like a human. It's the weirdest. It's like I never realized poodles.
Well, they're very intelligent.
They're so smart.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, it's almost like they,
too smart for their own good.
Yeah. So anyways, but I love this, and I'm so excited to be a part of this and a part of what you guys are doing. You guys have done a great job in all the events that you, so far. So Barks and Bubbles, okay, July 17th at the Westlake Inn, correct?
Westlake Village Inn, yep.
And what time does it start?
Starts at 10:30. I know it's a little early on a Sunday, but you know.
No, I like that, actually, yeah.
It gets you up, gets you going, yeah. And what a better place. I mean, last year we had it, and the weather was beautiful.
Right.
And if you've ever been in one of the rooms at the Westlake Village Inn, it literally overlooks the lake right there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, you can't get a better view.
I mean, I would rather be there early.
And it's business casual. I mean, you can wear shorts, you can wear, you know, jeans if you like. You can go comfortable. This is not big, fancy black tie event.
Yeah.
This is super comfortable, fun. Bring the kids. They'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's really a good time.
And our MC does a fabulous job.
Oh, Regan Burns
is like amazing. I'm like, we got to get him on the show with us. I know.
He's awesome.
He's so funny. I mean, he really is. You have a good time.
And he just so people have some understanding of who he is, he was the father from the show on Disney from Dog with a Blog.
Yeah.
So when I met him, it was like, okay, this is fate.
And, I know.
As you say, everything happens for a reason. I was like, Dog with a Blog? Paw Works?
I know. How could it be married any better? Yeah, I love that. Okay, so talk to us about, starts at 10:30, okay, till?
Till about 3:30.
Okay.
And that seems long for a brunch, but when you have a sit down, you have a cocktail hour, you have speakers, it goes by really, really fast. And last year, you know, everybody's always like, oh, that's a long time. But people don't get up from their seats when it's over.
Right.
They stay and they keep talking and it's another hour before they start trickling out.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, gotta go. Now we have to clean up and pay for this.
I know, yeah.
And we have live music as well. So it's really fun. It's just a good cause and people come out and support us and we're just looking so forward to it this year.
Okay, so do you need things to be donated? And like, you know, obviously monetarial, right? But
absolutely.
But I know you guys do a lot of, are you gonna have another auction there?
We're not really doing a silent auction because we find that's a little distracting sometimes when people have to get up and check on the items that they want to bid on. So we're doing an opportunity board, and we did that at our golf tournament that was extremely successful, and it's kind of like a football pool.
I like it.
So you buy a square, and then we have items that will be
given to you once you win. Yeah.
And so if there's anybody who has any items that they'd like to donate to us, contact Chad, and we'd be happy to include those into the opportunity board. Let's really quick go
through the day, what it's going to look like when people, you know, arrive and then I want to talk about all the causes that you do, because I really want people to understand why you have these events and what the money goes back to.
Absolutely.
Well, when people first arrive, we have some fabulous volunteers, and I think that's one thing that we hear over and over again at every single event, especially our golf tournament that we just had too. Everybody said they're the friendliest volunteers, and everybody's there because they want to be. So when you come in,
you're not out of the guilt. No. You're not getting your friends or your family. People come because they want to support.
Yeah, absolutely want to come in. And so you're greeted by some Paw Works people, and we have cocktail hour. It's actually an hour and a half because we do things kind of over the top at Paw Works.
I like that.
Yeah. We have a live trio. And there'll be appetizers, pass around appetizers, and people get to mingle, and you'll have a lot of similar faces and new faces at the event. And then you're brought into the reveal of the room, which is breakfast at Sniffany's. So we have some really creative decor that we have a volunteer, Candy, and her husband do an amazing job with that. And then the event starts where we'll have like a video will be shown, and the videos are produced and are incredibly amazing.
Oh yes, bring your tissues.
Well, the last one was bad, yeah. But this one will not be as bad. It'll be more inspirational.
It's inspirational for sure. And again, the theme is children, bringing children in, and we have a child ambassador program that will be discussed. And it's really, I think, more family friendly this time around too.
Very cool.
We try to do that.
Yeah, and one of our entrees is red velvet pancakes. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I love it. All right. You know what? We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, let's discuss kind of where it goes. I also want to talk about all these beautiful things that we have going on right here in front of me. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to remind you that we have been here from 6 o'clock all the way till 8 o'clock. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give away. I know it's kind of early, but it's going to be coming up quick enough. I've got Wings Over Camarillo, which is coming up over at Camarillo Airport, and that's going to be August 20th and 21st. And we've got a huge air show over there, or they do, and we're a part of it. I'd love to share that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kid's corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, I'm Kim, here with Chad and Tom. And Terry Garcia is in our studio. And Terry, you've got this amazing, it's just hand in hand with what you guys do. But oh my God, all these beautiful. I'm like, all right, I already have my name on the, you know. So, tell us, what is the name of your company?
Chief Furry Officer.
So cute. So cute. I know you wanted to give something away, and I so appreciate it. To anybody who has like a major, you know, just like all of us right here, love our pets, love our animals. What are you going to give away?
Well, actually, we can do two giveaways if that works for you. The first one we can do is we create handmade collars, leashes, harnesses, and everything's named after an LA city or landmark.
Oh, I
because
love
we
it.
Make everything in house. So we can do a handmade collar, leash, and harness. And then the second giveaway we can do is a $100 gift certificate to our website,
nice.
Which is chieffurryofficer.com.
Okay.
And we can tell your listeners how to redeem it once they win.
Okay.
And they can, if they don't have a dog or they have a pet or they children, we can take any of their photographs and put them on our personal items that we have.
Oh, gosh.
So there's a lot to pick from.
Okay.
So I'd be happy to offer that off.
Okay, well,
listeners.
Great. Well, thank you so much, our listeners. Okay, if you are interested in that, who would not be, right? Oh, my God, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. These are beautiful. I'm going to take pictures and put them on our website, too, and in our newsletter so that people are going to know what they can get. So
where does all this go, and why are you doing this, Chad?
So where all this goes is our focus when we started was to make Ventura County no kill. We started back in January 2014. Within the first month, because Ventura County had about 5 years before decided, the board of directors had decided, or the supervisors had decided, that they wanted to make Ventura no kill and go in that direction. They had never done it before. So the first month that we were in business, we were actually able to make Ventura County no kill. And they've been, for the past 2 years, consecutively no kill. That was my drive from when I started. And since then, we've saved over 1,800 primarily shelter animals. We do take some owner surrenders from time to time, but they all come from the shelter, or they're all abandoned. They're all homeless, and it's dogs and cats. And we've saved over 1,800 in the 2 years that we've been in business now.
Wow.
Other things that we have started, doing the spay and neuter clinic in Oxnard for low-income residents.
Let's talk about that, because I know you were a little frustrated with that, and which is good, because
it's not just Oxnard now. We opened it to all Ventura County residents. And just to talk about the frustration a little, is this service is completely free for the resident.
Yeah, what a great thing.
You bring in your dog or cat, you make an appointment, and it's completely free. We don't charge a dime. There's a lot of other organizations, because they have to subsidize it, and I get it. But I decided that I wanted to make this free, because it's hard enough to sometimes get people to do anything for even a small price. So I figured, offer it free, make it easy. You call us up, you say you can't get a ride, we'll figure it out. We'll help you get the dog or cat there. So we make appointments, and we can book between 30 and 35 each time. And what ended up happening was, the first time we only had 19 people show up. Second time we had 14 no-shows. So this is a free service.
What exactly are they getting?
They are getting spay or neuter. They're getting microchipped. They're getting all their vaccines. And then what we end up doing with the microchips, because what's different about us is, we actually will then go put in your information, because it's free, to this website called found.org, and your microchip is then registered with your information. So if it ever comes into the shelter, they will call you directly and say, hey, we have your pet, come pick it up.
Oh, wow.
And being that if you go into the shelter and a dog's not spay or neutered, the licensing fee is much more expensive. So now that you have a spay or neutered pet, it's $20 to get your license. And it just goes back to making sure you do the proper thing, get them back, the rabies vaccines, you get the normal vaccines that they need. But again, the service is free to all Ventura.
When is the next one?
It is July 29th. And we already have another one booked for August. So as of right now, we're taking backups for July. Mm-hmm. We are full, but we are taking backups, and you can call me at 805-616-4101 to get an appointment. And this is just one of our services. The next one that we also do is, we are creating a therapy dog program. And with this, we have a gentle dog named Zeus. And if anybody follows PawWorks, they'll know who Zeus is. And it's a much longer story than we have time for.
Right.
But Zeus is an amazing husky that went through horrible turmoil in his first, few months of life, had 5 different surgeries, is going to be incontinent for the rest of his life, but he loves people, and he's just the happiest boy. There was just something about him. You come across those people in your life, you come across those animals, there's just something that connects you with him, and he connects with everybody he touches. So we are right now, we spend about $200 a month just in training, or $200 a week just in training. He's becoming therapy approved so that he can begin going into hospice homes, children's hospitals, cancer societies, places where people feel damaged or broken and don't see any hope or light at the end of the tunnel. And just to show that here's this animal that within 2 months of his life had 5 surgeries and wasn't expected to live. No one knows why he's alive today.
Well, obviously we do.
Well, no, because, even before us, because we didn't have him for 5 weeks of his life. And for 5 weeks of his life, his intestines were not attached to his rectum. So no one knows how he survived that. But he did.
Unbelievable.
And there's a bigger purpose for him. So we're going to give him that bigger purpose.
Oh, you're giving me chills. I know. Yeah, wow.
And then the CPA program, which is about educating the next generation. Basically, I want to be the next Boy Scout, Girl Scout. I want to be in the school system. I want to have a group that the FFA, I want to be able to teach kids and show them the unconditional love and cultivate compassion. That's a trigger word for me. I want to cultivate cultivate compassion in the next generation, because I think we're so desensitized with the news and the video games. And don't get me wrong, I have an 8-year-old son who does all this as himself, but he has a respect and he has a compassion for animals that I am instilling in him every day, and my partner instills in him every day. I want to bring that to another, to other kids and other generations, and show them that it's not just about you.
I love that. And it, here's the thing, because with that comes, you know, making sure they go out to the bat, you know, yep, take them out, all the responsibilities of having a dog, right? Or a
yeah,
pet.
So it'll cultivate compassion, show unconditional love, and then teach pet responsibility.
Right.
Because what we need to do for these animals who are helpless. They can only do so much for themselves. I mean, we domesticated them. It's time that we take care of them.
I love that. I love that. Terry?
I think one of the reasons that I love PawWorks too, and what we're trying to do is to be like the Ronald McDonald House for animals. And I think for me, it's the fundraising part of this is about raising enough money that we can have our own board and train facility where we can take the animals that are unadoptable or too sick to be adopted to make sure they live out the rest of their lives well. And I think what's so nice, it's a comprehensive plan. It doesn't just attack one part of it. I think that's what makes PawWorks so special. And I think that's why it just grabs you at your heart, because it's there's something for everyone that they can help in some capacity.
Right.
And making sure that we get the animals get the help that they need.
And just with that real fast is people, you know, think, you know, why go to these fundraisers? Why do that? And I'm a business or I'm looking for something. First, it gives you a way to give back. And as a business, we all have to give back. We all need, you know, tax deductions. So right there. And then in the end, it's a great networking event.
Oh my God.
The people you meet,
yeah.
I mean, you've been to them. You meet people who are all like-minded and very passionate.
And I just want to remind everybody that in Ventura, you have a boutique out there, and then also in Thousand Oaks.
So we have two stores, two adoption center and boutiques, one at the Pacific View Mall and one at the Oaks Mall.
There you go. Again, you know what? I'm so glad to be a part of this. PawWorks, give them your website really quick.
It's pawworks.org, or the website for barkinbubble.org, July 17th.
We are at the end of our show. That was 2 hours. Boom, like that. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody, get out to all these great events that are happening this weekend. And of course, get one of our newsletters that tells everybody what's going on. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. Terry, great meeting you. Chad, Tom, and all of my listeners out there, keep calling in. Keep connecting with us. And again, have a really great day and be nice to yourself and someone else. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.